Genesis 32. I want to speak to you today about some of the names of our Lord Jesus. Some random thoughts about a few of our Lord's names. I want to read several scriptures, so listen to them, see if you can connect them, and then I'll give you a few random thoughts about them later on. Genesis 32. Verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was strained as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for thou hast strived with God and men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that you do ask after my name? And now Judges 13. Verse 15, Judges 13:15. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee, that we may make ready a kid for thee. And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, Though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. And if thou wilt make ready a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord. For Manoah knew not that he was the angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, What is thy name, that when thy words come to pass, we may do thee honor? And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Wherefore askest thou after my name, seeing it is beyond understanding? I will explain that later. It is beyond understanding. So Manoah took the kid with the meal offering and offered it upon the rock unto the Lord. And the angel did wondrously. And Manoah and his wife looked on. Now, Matthew chapter 1. I want to read about four or five more scriptures, all having to do with names. Matthew chapter 1, and look at verse 20. Joseph is perplexed, finding Mary the child and not knowing the explanation. And it says in verse 20, When he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is begotten in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for it is he that shall save his people from their sins. Now all this is come to pass, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. And now Luke chapter 1. Verse 30, Gabriel is talking to Mary, Luke 1:30, and this is what he says. The angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Wherefore also that holy thing which shall be begotten of thee shall be called the Son of God. And now John chapter 1. Verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14, And the Word was made flesh, and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, chapter 8. Verse 40. Our Savior is speaking and he says, But now you seek to kill me, a man that told you the truth which I heard from God. This did not Abraham. And look at verse 56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. The Jews therefore said unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was born, I am. They took up stones therefore to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Now chapter 18. Verse 4. Jesus therefore, knowing all things that were coming upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When therefore he said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Again therefore he asked them, saying, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I told you that I am he. Now, look at Acts 22. Acts 22. Six. And it came to pass that as I, Paul, Saul of Tarsus, made my journey and drew nigh unto Damascus, about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell unto the ground, and I heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, Why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you persecute. Let us speak to God again in prayer. Our Father, indeed, some things in thy word are so plain, and some, our Father, are so deep that we are not able to comprehend them. But you have put them there, and with the help of thy Spirit, we can see a little bit of the outskirts of thy ways, and that is what we desire this morning. We thank you for this morning. Let us know that some of us have been around ever so long a time and have seen over 70 Christmases, and we thank you for this one. And our Father, we know that as the first time Christ came to be with us, we are aware that before long we shall go to be with him, and we are thankful that all of this has been arranged because of the coming of thy Son. And so from these varied scriptures that we've read about our Savior's name, we pray that we shall have a little understanding. And so bless us as we think on your Son and some of the names given to him in Scripture. Hear us, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. If I were Brother Rolls, I might engage you until midnight and fulfill his desire when, as a missionary, a Mohammedan had a string of beads, and he was looking at those beads one by one. And Brother Rolls asked him, What are those beads? He said, There are 100 of them, one for every name of Allah. And he started thinking about his Savior and how many names there were that God had for him. And he started writing books about all the names of the Lord Jesus. And when he reached 100, he said, Praise the Lord. And after he surpassed 100, he went on and on. And so he has written a book about Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega. Alpha, the first letter of the alphabet. Omega, the last. And Jesus is he who fills up all the alphabet from Alpha to Omega. And those were his names. Now, what I did in reading to you from the Old Testament was to read to you two passages having to do with names of our Lord in the Old Testament. Because whenever you read in the Old Testament about a physical, visible appearance of someone, usually called the angel of the Lord, it is a manifestation of our Savior. Our Savior come to earth before the incarnation. And what is gripping is this, that when Jacob is wrestling with a man, this man is our Lord Jesus Christ, the pre-incarnate manifestation of our Savior. And when Jacob is wrestling with him, having been asked his name, and he said, My name is Jacob. And then Jacob says to him, What is your name? And the one wrestling with him says, Why do you ask my name? And that means that it was so evident to Jacob that he was wrestling with God that he did not even tell him his name. And Jacob said, I have seen the face of God, telling us that when God does visit us, when God does come to us, we may ask, what is your name? But God may not answer what his name is, because we know who he is. Jacob did. Now, I read you in Judges 13, because here is another manifestation of the angel of the Lord, which I take to be the pre-incarnate visitation of our Savior. And when Manoah had been given a promise of a son, he wanted to know the name of this angelic being. And he said, why do you ask after my name, seeing it is beyond understanding? Now, this word in the Hebrew is translated wonderful, secret, various ways, but what it literally means is this. It is something that is beyond understanding, and so it is described as wonderful, full of wonder, because you can't fully understand it. It is secret because you cannot enter into it and discover its full meaning. And for once, a modern translation has given an acceptable translation of that word when it says, why do you ask after my name, seeing it is beyond comprehension, beyond understanding? But they translated at times wonderful, as in Isaiah 9:6, and his name shall be called Wonderful, and this is the word secret elsewhere in Scripture. So here, as I told you, are a few comments, random comments, on the names of our Lord, because if I desired, and I started to do this, I could have spoken to you on 7 references of our Lord's name combined with the word Jehovah. Someone asked of those some time back, and I will tell you what they are, but I will not speak on them this time. And so, the 7 names combined with Jehovah are Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Tzidkenu, and Jehovah Yireh. These are 7 names that I could tell you about, but on Christmas morning it might be too tedious, and I don't think you would be able to comprehend it. But here are 7 names combined with Jehovah, and I could show you that all of them referred to our Lord. But when we come to the New Testament, a revelation is given, because I will give a reward to anyone who can tell me in the Old Testament where Jesus' name, that he was called by his family, is given to us. What his name was going to be called when he was born, what was his human name in the Old Testament? You would search in vain. God has kept that secret, and only when the angel spoke to Joseph in a dream, and only when Gabriel spoke to Mary and said, you shall call his name Jesus. This is the first time it was ever made known unto man what the name of the incarnate Savior would be. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. And thank God for this. It gives the interpretation of that name. Thou shalt call his name Jesus because he shall save his people from their sins. And the word Jesus in the New Testament is Jehoshua, or as we know it, Joshua in the Old Testament, which is Jehovah saved. And when our Savior is born, he is called Jesus because he is Jehovah who saves. Now, we can understand the name Jesus And I have been knowing of the name Jesus since I was a child, and I spoke the name of Jesus until I took him as my Savior, but I had no comprehension of what that name meant. And most of the time, when we speak of Jesus, it is a name of tenderness, it is a name of humanity, but it is the same as Jehoshua, which means Jehovah saves. And so when I was speaking the name Jesus as a child, I did not realize that I was speaking the name of him who died to save me from my sins and who one day I would trust as my Savior. But his name is Jesus. And being called Jesus, that makes him secret, hidden, veiled, when he lived among men for this reason. When he lived among his half-brothers, I take it, he was called Jesus. His mother would call him Jesus. Joseph would call him Jesus. All who knew him would call him Jesus. And I read you passages from earth and from heaven where Jesus answered to that name. In the garden, when Judas had betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver, he approached his enemies and said to them, "Whom seek ye?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." And he said, "I am he." Jesus answered to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And they went back and fell to the ground. He asked them again, "Whom do you seek?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." He said, "I am he." Well, that is understandable. But what is without the ability to understand is this, that when Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus was seeking to persecute Christians, he was smitten down with a light above the brightness of the sun. And he heard a voice from heaven say, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And the voice from heaven said, "I am Jesus of Nazareth." I told that to our brother last week, and it was a shock to him. Why? Because we think Jesus of Nazareth, that was his earthly name, but now he has nothing more to do with that name. When Saul of Tarsus asked him in heaven, "Who are you, Lord?" he said, "I am Jesus of Nazareth." He answered to the name of Jesus of Nazareth when he was on earth, and he answers to the name of Jesus of Nazareth in heaven. He himself has told us. Now, this is a remarkable thing, and this is why, right after he was given the name Jesus, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins," it says, this is in fulfillment of Isaiah 7:14, "Thou shalt call his name Emmanuel," which, being interpreted, is God with us. And that brings us to Philippians 2, because even though he was God with us, it says, "being found in fashion as a man." And so when our Savior was on earth, he was a man, and he called himself a man. I read to you in John chapter 8, verse 40, this. Jesus said, "Now you seek to kill me, a man who told you all the truth that I heard from God." Jesus, speaking of himself, said, "I am a man." I say, tell us more than that. And Jesus does. In verse 58 of the same chapter, when they are speaking to Jesus, they tell him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" And our Savior says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was born, before he came into being, I am." And so Jesus also answers to the name of Jehovah, "I am." when God told Moses in Exodus chapter 3, who are you? He said, Eyeh, Asher Eyeh, I am that I am. Tell them I am sent you. And when Jesus said, I am, they immediately wanted to stone him. Why? Because they knew what he was claiming to be. And so here is one. And that is why I read to you from Judges chapter 13. When his name was asked them, what is your name? He said, my name is beyond understanding. And so here is Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. The Word, the Logos, who was with God and was God, was made flesh, a human being who was named Jesus. And it said, we beheld his glory, the glory as of an only begotten, full of grace and truth. And so when our Savior was looked upon by men, they said, why, this is Jesus. We know his brothers. We know his sisters. He's a carpenter. We know his occupation. And the Lord Jesus acknowledged that. He said, you know who I am. And on another occasion, he said, you do not know who I am. And so here is one whose name is beyond comprehension. And inasmuch as our Savior in the Old Testament says, my name is beyond comprehension, I want to tell you what John tells us of this one who said, I am, in chapter 8, what he tells us of our Savior in John chapter 12. In Isaiah 6, Isaiah said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. He said, I've seen the Lord of hosts. Woe is me, I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And in John chapter 12, it says, Isaiah saw his glory and spoke of him. And the one that Isaiah saw in chapter 6 was Jesus Christ, our Lord. And yet when he was on earth, he was known as Jesus. And that's all men ever saw, was Jesus. For an hour on the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John saw our Savior in his glory. His raiment was whiter than any whitener on earth could whiten them. And also, he showed his face shine above the brightness of the sun. That was when our Savior was seen as God manifest in the flesh. But all the rest of his life, he was seen as Jesus. And yet, though he was not seen as the Word of God, he was the Word of God. And our Savior on earth was Jesus, and our Savior is still Jesus, but glorified. The Savior who went into the tomb, the same Jesus came out of the tomb, but with a glorified body, able to die no more. Inasmuch as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself in like manner partook of the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and might deliver all them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And so here is our Savior, who became man that he might die, but having died as man, the Lord Jesus is never going to be able to die again. Just as when we are transformed into his glory, we shall never be able to die again. And so these are a few comments about some of the names of Jesus. And perhaps later in the year, I shall tell you more about his names. That's enough. Let us pray. Our Father, indeed, this one is beyond comprehension. Indeed, this one is secret beyond this. Indeed, our Father, this one is beyond our ability to comprehend. We are thankful for that. But we are thankful also that he is Jesus, and that as John placed his head upon his bosom, and Jesus loved him, and he loved Jesus, we are thankful that he became man, and he is forever a glorified man. And when we see him, our Father, we shall understand better about the Word being made flesh, being made a human being, and tabernacling among us. And so, our Father, let us learn more about Jesus, and let us love him, and let us realize that he is one with us. He is the one who can lay his hand upon you, our Father, because he is God, and he can lay his hand upon us because he is Jesus, a man. We thank you for Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. The meeting is over.